Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted tonight to be on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and all the glory. I give God all the honor, hallelujah, that he's due. I just thank and praise God. I give reverence to Apostle Deans in his absence and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just give God praise on tonight. I magnify his holy name on tonight. I glorify the Lord, hallelujah. I give him praise, I bless his holy name on tonight. God is such a good God that he's worthy to be praised. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We'll have a scripture, a song, and a prayer in the name of Jesus. We're going to get ready now. A scripture reading will be coming from, what's this? Psalms 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedar. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedar of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon, Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness at Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf, and discovered the forest, and in his temple doeth everyone speaketh his this glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. I have just read from Psalm 29 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Amen.
Right there in this moment. God, all that I am, been by my heart, and the author again,
here I am.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come right now just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight. Father, first of all, come binding up this strong man. Father, I ask you to look at this strong man on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I bind this strong man right now. I bind up every witch, every warlock, every wizard, every psychic, every medium, every demon on assignment. You are bound right now from this broadcast, this radio broadcast. You get off of this line in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. Get off. Get off now in the name of Jesus. I bind you up now. You out. I command you to go. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to cover everyone under this sound of my voice. Cover them, God, in the blood of Jesus. Cover them right now, God, in the blood of Jesus. Cover them now. And the devil is a liar. You are a liar in the name of Jesus. You are a liar in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. I'm not afraid of you. In the name of Jesus, go to hell where you come from. Go and die where you come from in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless every one of them. Bless their families in the name of Jesus. Cover them by the blood, by the blood, shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them. Lord, I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Spirit will increase and pass it to us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I need Carlin and Prophetess Minister Brown and Minister Prophetess McKinney to hang up and call back. Hang up and call back. Father, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to let this demon go where he going. In the name of Jesus, block him from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, y'all hang up and call back. Prophetess Brown, Prophetess McKinney, hang up and call back. I bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go. I command you to go. Wait a minute, y'all. Just wait a minute. No, all of them just faded off now. They all have cut off now. Just give me a minute.
I need it.
Amen. 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 You know, this is just a trick of the enemy on tonight. I have to do you all on my cell phone. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to have to do it like this tonight because the computer will not work. The computer will not work. Amen. So let's get started with our reading and stuff. It's just really not working. So I have you all on the cell phone.
Okay. Can you hear me, Apostle?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to go forth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Judges chapter 4. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. And Ahilu was dead. And the Lord sold them unto the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, and reigned in Hazor, the captain of whom host was the Caesarea, which dwelt in Hazroshi of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under a palm tree of Deborah between Ramon and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinadab, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, have not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun, and I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon, Bethsura, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariot and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. And Barak said unto her, if thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey, that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord called, for the Lord shall sell Caesarea into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went to with Barak to Kadesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and he went up with 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah was with him. Now Heber the Canaanite, which was of the children of Hadad, the father-in-law of Moses, had severed himself from the Kenites and pitched his tent unto the plain of Zanan, which is by Kadesh. And they showed Sisera the Barak and Naaman was gone up to the Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him, and the Heshurus of the Gentiles onto the river of Kishon. And Deborah said unto Barak, up, for this is the day in which the Lord hath delivered Sisera with unto thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And the Lord discomfited Sisera and all his chariots and all his hosts with the edge of the sword before Barak. And so Sisera lightened down off his chariot and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariot and after the host unto Hosherah with the Gentiles, of the Gentiles, and all the hosts of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. Howbeit Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. For there was peace between Jabin, the king of Hazor, and the house of Heber, the Kenite. And Jael went out to meet Sisera and said unto him, turn in, my lord, turn in to me, fear not. And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And she said he said unto her, give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk and gave him drink and covered him. Again, she said unto her, stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man doeth come and inquire of thee, and say, is there any man here, that thou shalt say no. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent, and took a hammer in her hand, and went softly unto him, and smote the nail into his temples, and fastened it unto the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him, and she said unto him, come, and I will show you the man whom thou seekest. And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temple. So God subdued on that day Jabin the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, man, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chapter 5. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on that day, saying, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Hear, all ye kings, give ear, all ye princes. I will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, and the heavens dropped. The clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anah, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother in Israel. They chose new gods. Then was war in the gate. Was there a shield of spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? My heart is toward the governors in Israel, the governors of Israel, that offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless ye the Lord. Speak ye that ride on white asses, ye that sit in judgment and walk by the way, they that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of the villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake. Utter a song, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive. Abinoam, then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles among the people. The Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. Out of Ephraim was there a root of them against Amalek. After thee, Benjamin, among thy people, out of Machir came down governors, out of Zebulun, they that handled the pen of the writers. And the princess of Issachar was with Deborah, even Issachar and also Barak. He was sent on foot into for the visions of Reuben. There were great thoughts of heart. Why abodest thou among the sheepfold to hear the bleating of the flock? For the division of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Gilead abode beyond Jordan. And why did Dan remain in ship? Asher continued on the seashore and abode in his breeches. Zebulun and Naphtali were people that jeopardied their lives unto the death in the high places of the field. The kings came and fought. Then fought the kings of Canaan in Taanak by the waters of Megiddo. they took no gain of money. They fought from heaven, the stars, and their courses fought against Sisera. The river of Kishon swept them away. That ancient river, the river Kishon, O my soul, thou hast trodden down strength. Then were the horse hoofs broken by the means of the prancing, the prancing of their mighty one. Curse ye, Merab, said the angel of the Lord. Curse ye bitterly, the inhabitants thereof, because thou came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, be blessed, shall she be above women in the tent. He asked water, gave him milk. She brought forth butter in a lordly dish. She put her hand to the nail and her right hand to the workman's hammer, and with the hammer she smote Sisera. She smote off his head. When she had pierced and stricken through his temples, at her feet he bowed, he fell, he lay down. At her feet he bowed, he fell. Where he bowed, there he fell down dead. The mother of Sisera looked out at a window and cried through the lattice, why is his chariot so long in coming? Wheel of his chariot. Her wise lady answered her. Yea, she returned answer to herself. Have they not fed? Have they not divided the prey to every man a damsel or two, to Sisera a prey of diverse colors? A prey of diverse colors of needlework, of both sides, meet for the necks of them that take the spoil. So let all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might, and the land had rest 40 years. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. And praise the Lord. So we're going to answer these questions. I know I just want you all to understand that I had came on the line on my Mac laptop, and it just kept twirling and twirling and twirling. So I use my phone, and that's how everybody is on right now. Oh, and it's okay. So the first question is, who was Deborah?
Deborah was a prophet, wife of Lapidoth, and the fourth judge for Israel.
All right. Amen. So why did Barak want Deborah to go with him to battle?
Because he said if she don't go, he not going.
But it's a reason why.
Because he knew that she had clear instructions from the Lord that she was a prophetess and that she would be able to give him the proper guidance through the battle.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of felt that God with her.
Oh, and I was basically about to say that, he trusted more in Deborah's relationship with God than his own relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion about it.
Yeah. And what did Barack lose because of his request to Deborah? What did he lose?
Did he lose credit for the victory over Sisera to the woman Gael?
His honor?
Yeah, he lost the glory. He didn't receive no glory in this battle at all. Who killed Sisera? Okay, and the last one, chapter 5, was who did the son of Deborah condemn and who did it praise?
It seems
it's
like
right?
Yeah. I don't know. I was a little bit confused with
what
this because
saying?
It seems
right.
So
it praised God and the women that it was that had done did the work, but I feel like it condemned the men because then no men do nothing. And it was a man that was killed.
So
I was kind of confused with this question too.
Survivor, but most blessed young women, the wife of I don't know if y'all heard me.
Sisera
and the survivors and Sisera's survivors.
It condemned the tribes because, like you said, the tribe of the men, because they didn't go help fight the Canaanites. Because, you know, they had really accepted the Canaanites to live with them. And then it praised the woman who killed the commander. J.L. And now, just by looking at these, at this stuff, what does it let you know now?
It let me know that, like, how the preachers, how the preachers say women can't preach and be in the pulpit and stuff like that. Well, back then, the women was doing a lot. And Barack relied on a woman. And God was using her just as well as he was using a man. And he used her to kill somebody. So that just tells me that, you know, people don't know what they're talking about.
They don't.
Well, and it also let us know that the New Testament, you know, also got these women, the preachers, prophetess, as far as, you know what I'm saying? Like 1 Corinthians, I want to say. Oh, my God. 1 Corinthians 11 and 5 basically let us know how
Something
the
like
women
that.
Prophet. Yeah, and how we all are doing the means and the rod of God, how we showing up and showing out. So it said, but every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head. It is the same as having her head shaved. But, and I mean, it's all in that. It's just, you know, the way you're supposed to do it and how you're supposed to do it as well. But also just let us know that he's putting women to the forefront. You know, we are nurturers.
That's
in sin. And you know, our heart, I ain't saying it's more pure than some of the men or majority of the men. It's just we crave God sometimes, you know, with our
That's right. And you're right. And the thing is, with the woman, you know, they want to say God don't use women. But that's a lie and the truth ain't in them. And even in them and even in the Old Testament, this is the Old Testament, God was using women back then. They can't say that was just then and that was the law and all that kind of stuff. No. He said, you're going to do greater than what I've done. You're gonna do greater work. So he wasn't just talking to me, and he was talking to women and how he even used women in the battle, like you said, to kill. And they was afraid to fight the Canaanites because they had took money, tribute from them. That's why they wasn't wanting to fight them, because they was paying them to live in that area. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like Deborah was a mighty judge and prophetess, just like some of us are. And God used her. And the other one, Jael, killed the commander. He was commander of the Canaanite army. Mm-hmm. And the king of Jabin of Hazor. So if she could kill, and the men wasn't doing nothing. The Israelite men wasn't doing nothing. So that's how it is today. Some of the men are and some of them not. But don't try to stop God from using the women of God, because he's not pleased with that. If he can, God is a God that don't change. He don't change. If he used them then, he'll use them now. That's the only thing that gets me sometimes with the preachers and with the people talking about women ain't supposed to do this. No, it's just like Prophetess McKinney say, it's a way and an order that you do things. You don't catch me up praying without something on my head. No. I had to learn that. But when I learn it, then I know to cover my head. Oh, your hair covered? No. You better put something on your head. I put something on my head. If it ain't nothing but a look, I used to wear this little lace thing up on the top of my head. I cut a piece of a handkerchief and put up there, just as long as my head got something on it. Because when we are already being talked about, that's giving them more to say, she ain't even got nothing. The word of God said all this kind of stuff. We don't want to have no more for them to say, you know, because the younger women don't want to do that. When I tell you I seen a woman in the pulpit with a sundress on, I just couldn't believe it. Those are things that women of God do not do. I don't care. You don't get up behind the podium in a sundress with them little bitty straps. That's why I'm saying, that's why God got the instructions in the word of God, how you look. I'm telling you, you can't get up there in the pulpit and have a shirt or just a pretty coochie. Can't do that. You've been to mess around God or burn the church down. Hit it with that fire from heaven. Burn it up. Because you didn't defile the temple of God. And I believe every word in this Bible. I believe it. Even some of them that they took out, I believe. And we got to stand by it. I'm telling you, because God got this in here to encourage the women. He encouraging us. We need encouraging. But women, we're not built like the man. We're not built to take all kind of stuff. But we can fight. We can fight in prayer. We can fight with the word of God. I'm telling you. But just like he had Jael to kill the man, the king. He used her to kill the king. So we got some kind of weight. We're just not the head. We're not the head.
And okay, could I add something to the prophetess?
Yes, ma'am.
Because if you really read 1 Corinthians 11 and 3 on to like 11 and 5, it basically says that, you know, Paul, he really encouraged the women in the Corinthian church to cover their heads when they pray. As being covered was customary, it was a customary sign for being subject to their subjected and subjects of their husband to their husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he said the head is the man. And
yeah.
That's in 1 Corinthians 11 and 3, meaning that she was inferior to her husband and should respect his rank above her. So husband, in contrast, should not cover their heads because the head of every man is Christ. So,
that's right.
And the man is the image of the glory of God. That's in 1 Corinthians 11 and 3. That's why you got to be careful about how you go into speak. And, I mean, you, wherever the pulpit at, it could be on the ground, it could be on the side, it could be in the corner. You're supposed to respect it because anytime you're in the front of the house, you're supposed to respect it. That's why most preachers, if they ask you up to the pulpit, you're supposed to, if you don't have the right attire on, it's good to decline the offer because God ain't looking at them. God is looking at you. I do remember, I want to say this, I do remember my first sermon that I preached, I had on sandals. Nobody told me that it's unethical to wear sandals in the pulpit. You're supposed to, you're supposed to cover your head. You're supposed to be covered when you do certain things in the pulpit.
That's right.
As a woman, you know, as a woman, we're supposed to have certain parts of us covered even to walk in God's house. You get what I'm saying?
That's
most
right.
People don't understand me. Why do you try to wear dresses? Every time I see you in a dress, that's because I respect what God has told me. I respect the way I was raised. My mother raised me in church in a dress, not pants. And, I mean, I wore them from time to time when it was cold outside and stuff, but I try to stay in a dress for the duration of me going to church, you know, so – that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to put that 1 Corinthians 11, 3 and 5, 3, 5. You know,
that was good.
Go back and read about the women and how we're supposed to present that ourselves because, you know, God ain't looking at everybody. Mm-hmm. When you die, he's going to judge you for what he wants you to do. You're supposed to know, show thyself approved, read your word, that kind of thing. So that's all I wanted to say.
That's awesome. Anybody else have something to say? Want to add to it? Well, I mean, Prophetess, she said a whole mouthful. She really did. But and we have to be mindful as mothers, as wives, as women of God. We have to be mindful of these kind of things because, you know, in the Old Testament, it said a woman ain't supposed to wear nothing pertaining to a man. But we going to say that's the Old Testament. But now God is using these women. God is using them. He using them over in Judges. And this is still the Old Testament. But he using the women. And over in 1 Corinthians, they was clowning over there. That's why Paul told them, y'all be quiet. Be quiet. Obey your husband. Put something on your head when you stand up to pray. Because they was backbiting and talking about backstabbing and gossiping and talking about folks had just so much. Just remind me of some churches in East St. Louis. I'm telling you. And they was just talking about everybody and spreading lies and rumors and Paul had to straighten that thing out. He had to straighten it out. He told him to just don't learn from your husbands at home. Just keep your mouth closed. Don't say nothing up in here. Because all y'all doing is tail bearing. And talking about each other and stuff like that. The women. A lot of times that's why men don't want women to say nothing because they take it too far. And they go all out of line, and they so quick to be jealous of one another. They so quick to be jealous. The first thing you, and then that here they are running, want something. Or they want to do what you're doing. Or they want to say what you're saying, and they want what you got, and all this kind of stuff. But you can't have what I got unless you spend the time, put in the time with God. That's the only way. That's the only way. You have to put in time just like I did. God is a good God. He is not a respecter of persons either. But I thank and praise God on tonight. I mean, the song was good. The song was good. But it just encourages me. My daughter called me today. She encouraged me. My armor bearer encouraged me, you know, today. But sometimes women need encouragement. You know, we are the weaker vessel. That's why a lot of men say, you can't do that. You can't be this. You can't do that. Because we are the weaker vessel. They are the head. And we have to pay attention to what our husbands say. We have to. He the head of the house. We have to give him honor and respect. And you don't give him honor and respect when you don't do what he say do. God deals with the head. That's why Paul was telling them women, y'all shut your mouth and learn from your husband. He going to teach you at home. Don't come here with all that bearing and all that stuff, backstab and stuff. Keep it at home and learn from your husband. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. But he still was trying to teach us how we present ourselves as women of God. He still, and when I tell you, just like the prophetess McKinney said about wearing the sandals, that girl had on some flip-flop sandals, one of them little T-string sundresses, and was trying to preach the word. I wanted to run out of there. I just wanted to jump up and run out because I was so embarrassed before the Lord. I don't go in before the God any kind of way. I know he know what he made me. I know he know what I look like. But I give God honor and respect. You ain't going to have me sitting up with nothing on Harley and all that kind of stuff talking about calling on the name of the Lord. No, no, no. Mm-mm. Yeah, I have a coat on. Don't see me in that aspect. I just can't, and I just will not. I respect and love God too much to do that. If we didn't have nothing else, it would be different. But when you have all these clothes in your closet where you can pick what you want to wear, something wrong with you if you don't. Something wrong with you. So I was just thankful. And then it showed how the women was obedient and the man, the tribe, was disobedient. They were still making God angry with them because they weren't doing what, you know, he said possess the land. They didn't gave, or what's causing them to gave them some money, the Canaanites. They didn't want to possess nothing. And it says, what did it say? And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. That's crazy. They still doing stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. Still doing stupid stuff. So, you know, we have to try to do better. We have to try to do better. We have to stay in this word, do what we got to do, but stay in the word of God. Learn the word of God. Know the word of God, because people perish because they don't know the word. If you don't know to do it, how you going to know to do it and you don't know? Simple as said, that's why he put in the Bible, the people perish for the lack of knowledge. Don't perish for the lack of knowledge. Don't perish because you doing what God told you not to do and you don't even realize. Mm-hmm. Whatever I have to do to be in the presence of the Lord, that's what I want to do. You know, I want to be able to just be freely in his presence. Mm-hmm. So this was really good, and I appreciate the readers. I really appreciate you all, and thank God that you all was in that word. It was good. I appreciate it. You know, we started off wrong because the enemy tried to block us from getting on. So we got on anyway. So So God is still sitting on the throne. God is still good. Mm-hmm. And somebody else was on there, but they hung up. I guess they couldn't hear us, and we couldn't hear them. But I saw the number. I was trying to get it, but they hung up. So it's all right. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else before we go? Amen.
I just have one question, just so I'm clear. So
okay.
when you're preaching in the pulpit, that's when you wear the
mm-hmm.
covering over your head. Are you wearing the covering and praying when you pray for others, or you're praying at home?
Well, I feel like if you're praying at home, but I do it at home. Every time y'all hear me pray, my head is covered. Every time. And that's on the live broadcast, my head is covered. But even when I'm on the blog talk and I'm praying, my head is covered. Even when I'm teaching here, my head is covered. I keep my head tied up anyway. It'll be the trick of the enemy. If you catch me sitting up praying and don't have nothing on my head, that's because the enemy done tricked me. Because I've been to snatch it off because I'm hot or having a hot flash or something. Right quick, and I be saying, oh, Lord, let me put this thing back on my head. I don't pray with my head uncovered. I don't care if they say your hair and all this kind of stuff. Mm-mm. He said cover that head. And that's what I do. I don't care if I'm out in the biggest church in Michigan. I'm going to cover my head. I'm going to do just what God say. Mm-hmm. And that's how you got to feel. You got to do what the word of God say. You have to. I don't care what man say, oh, you ain't got to put that on. Your hair, your glory. Yeah, my head, my glory. But God said to cover my head. He said cover it. And that's what I do. I mean, when I'm at home, like I'm in my prayer closet, a lot of times I have my prayer shawl on my head. But most of the time I have my head covered. And nobody's in here but me and God. I still have my head covered. Nobody knows. That's what we have to do. Because you can't go before God any kind of way. You have to go the right way before God. He ain't going to accept it. You've been to pray 2 or 3 hours. And he be like, no, mm-mm. Because you didn't come before me right. You can't go before God any kind of way. Mm-mm. And a lot of times when I'm praying, not only do my head be covered, but my shoes come off. Because once you start praying, you standing on holy ground. My shoes come off. Wherever I'm praying at, my shoes come off. Mm-mm. That's what we have to do as women of God, and to be respectful to the Lord and to our husband. Mm-hmm.
So, quick question. So, okay. It don't matter what we cover our head with, just as long as it's covered?
Yeah. Not no weird stuff now.
Oh, no, grandmother. I'm talking
yeah.
about, like, a and bonnet he, or...
Oh, I always wear a bonnet. All day I've had a bonnet on. I've had the bonnet on because I've been praying all day.
So it's like a wig or covering?
No wig. You have to cover that wig.
Okay, right. So if I wear my hair into like a ball on top of my head or like a ponytail up there instead of covering, I know this is like some crazy questions, but I just want to be sure.
You want to be clear. No, it's not. That's not a cover.
It's supposed to be with the veil.
You have to put.
It's supposed to be, with a veil, something that's safe and, prophetess be. I know I was gifted a prayer shawl. So
each one of them.
If I do, it's a prayer. I pray with that across my head because I got so much hair. You get what I'm saying? But it was supposed to be with the veil, and without covering, you basically show the lack of respect to your husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? In the ranks, in your society. You get what I'm saying? So just every woman who prays or teaches the word of God, every woman who prays or teaches the word of God should have a veil or something that has been prayed over to cover her head for the respect. And it's symbolic for the modesty and respect that you and honor that you have with your husband and what he has for God.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So it trickles down. It's
right.
The way you do things. Do things. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So
that's, mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's a good thing, though. You know, you have to have that head covering. A lot of people don't, though, and you know that's between them and God. But what I want us to do is try to keep close to the Word of God as you can. I'm not gonna say that's gonna send you to hell. I ain't saying that. But I try to do the things I know is right. You know what I'm saying? Because as a leader, he gonna get me first. I'm supposed to be teaching y'all, and I'm not doing it. Mm-mm. That's not the way it works. So I try to do the best way I can, the way I know how to do. And I try to teach it, whether people want to hear it or not. I try to teach it. Mm-hmm. I try my best to teach it and try to live by what I preach about. And what I, because there's a lot of people not doing it. It's a lot of women not doing that. And I want God to hear my prayers. I want him to hear me. I want him to answer my prayers. So I have to try to do what he says do. And we all do. But that's how it is. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just thank and praise God for this. We needed to hear that because we need to know more of what how women's supposed to be. And how women supposed to dress and conduct themselves and all of that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm going to get ready to close out. I just thank and praise God for each one of you. Now, we don't have a Thursday, do we, Prophetess?
Yeah, but we do have
no.
leadership tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
second
yeah. We have the leadership. Yeah, we had a leadership class on tomorrow, but we don't have Bible study this Thursday. It's the next Thursday. Yeah, so we'll have leadership class tomorrow evening, and we have the live broadcast in the morning. And it was something else I said I was going to remind. I forgot. There's something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but okay. We're going to get ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, just thanking you for opening up our understanding, Lord, giving us a clear understanding, God, even from being in the Word of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you tonight for letting me decrease, letting the Holy Ghost increase and teaching us in the name of Jesus. Father, we just love you on tonight. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover their families. Cover them in their vehicles. Cover their home in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I bind up every and anything that's not like you, even in me, God. I bind it up. I cast it out. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. We just bind up those jealous spirits. We bind up envy. We bind up gossip. We bind up backbiting. We bind up all of those spirits. In the name of Jesus, and we cast them out. We command them to go, even just thinking that, you know, a lot of times we want to feel like, you know, that we want to do like they do, or we upset because they doing this. God don't like that. We want to just do how God have us to do. God got so much for each one of us to do, and we need to do that. And then when we conquer that, God will just move us from glory to glory. So I just give God praise. Father, we just thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. So we'll be on the live in the morning tomorrow evening at this time. I think it's at, what time is it? Let me look.
7.
It's 7 Eastern and 6 o'clock Central Time. Mm-hmm. 6 Central Time, 7 Eastern. We just going to, huh?
It's 7:30, same time.
Okay.
I believe it's
the same time this feels. Okay. 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. Is that right?
I'm verifying it. Leadership, yes, it's 6:30 Central and 7:30 Eastern.
The same time as this. So we're going to just teach out of the minister's handbook. And we're going to get on through that. So, amen. So I would see you by the grace of God in the morning and then tomorrow evening. God bless you all. You all have a blessed night. God bless you. Amen.
You too. I love you.
Amen.
God bless you. Love you all.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.